Are you sure you want me to do this? So I got to know Tool in kind of a roundabout way, mainly.
As you know, I sort of got to know you guys and Tool before I really knew the music. As if I know the music
songs
now.
For a couple
it's something that grows on you after
Adam
a while, and I'm past the point of wondering, come on,
cool,
when is this song going to get to the point? It goes on over and over and over again. And eventually, it grows on you.
Side of things,
as you well know, I'm also somebody who's damn near allergic to MTV, and I hardly watch music videos at all. But at least you don't have Tool standing up there looking like a bunch of dumbasses lip-syncing
like
to the song.
And the kind of ideas,
although Maynard lip-syncing with no lyrics right about now might be really cool, like some interpretive dance with the semi-circle screen behind him
there.
Out
of some weird field that I've never heard anybody do before. So that was a very, very great pleasure to
Tool Central.
Work with Adam and get some of that
is this the stage set?
Voodoo to rub off on everybody who's heard the
Biafra
with the Melvin stuff so
where
far.
It all comes out.
Never breathe what you can't see. And
down a
see
mile
howdy
under the ground into an old mine somewhere in Arizona to hide for inspiration.
Oof. If anybody out there is curious about
who is that?
A semi-Tool punk hybrid, check him out.
Ah, it must be your management or your label. There we are. Here's the drugs. This will inspire you to make things we can sell. It is interesting to me how somebody with music as unusual as Tool's got as popular as Tool is. As one of your own chat rooms once said, Tool fans are even more obnoxious than Grateful Dead fans. I didn't say that, but somebody who wrote you guys did. What? No hypodermic needles, no drugs? Is this where you sign your contract with Zoo Entertainment in blood? And then they reward you with an apple. Look at this guy's fingers. He's got to be a major label executive. Ooh, he's going to cut the apple. Let you know what happens to you if you do not obey your label and your management. Because then you'll start hallucinating. And every piece of fruit you cut open will turn into a Tool image. What would the Tool fans do if that guy came out on stage instead of Maynard? And just said, I've been through a lot, but it's good to be back. Ah, there we are. So this is how it all gets done in the inner sanctum of Hollywood. Ah, yes.
So when you sign one of these
big labels,
it really is set in
stone,
isn't it?
Looky there. Ring around the rosy. A pocket full of weird hands. Pulling out another Tool logo. I don't remember that scene from Maxwell Smart. That's not Maxwell Smart. It's not Marilyn Manson either, but it sort of looked like it for a minute. One of the videos he's got his mouth pulled apart with those old devil instruments. Flying Rocks. Kooky Hairdo. I'm waiting for the time where the only way left for kids to shock their pierced and tattooed parents is to start doing things like that to the back of their head or take advantage of the lowering cost of plastic surgery, especially in L.A.
Hey, Mom, how do I like my devil horns?
Get a tattoo of
tree of life or the tree of doom? Reach and find out. What would I rather have, feelers or a tail? I'd rather have a tail. Uh-oh. Oh, here we go again. That looks like a reception area of a major label. Yep, waiting to be seen. Bow down, get your eye print. We have to know who you are. Ooh, and this is the inside, huh? Gorgeous, gorgeous. This is a feel-good song.
Feel-good song.
Medicine ball in the air trick.
Medicine ball in the air trick.
Oh. Look at that character. Tin Man looking thing. It's actually the A&R dude. Oh, no more paths to the forest. Ah. He's looking for us.
No more paths to the forest.
Oh, now we're going to bring it all together.
He's looking for us.
Looking for floating grapes. The A&R man.
Now we're going to bring it all together.
Now we're going to bring it all together.
The floating grapes.
The artist.
Floating grapes.
The A&R man.
The A&R man.
You've been downsized. You brought us those million-selling acts, and now that we're done with you, you're fired, and we take all the money.
You've been downsized. You brought us those million-selling acts, and now that we're done with you, you're fired, and we take all the money.
Ooh, now what's he doing? Ooh, that's cool. That dead fish on the shore of Lake Michigan at my grandma's house. The alewives had a mass die-off. Just to spear them with a stick and chase my sister down the beach with them to throw them at her. But I didn't like that too much. I didn't want to get hit to none of that. Very well done. You don't quite get the same effect with computer-generated images, do you? Or is that what this is? Hard to say. Uh-oh.
Here come the grapes of doom again.
Grapes of doom.
What does it all mean?
Here come the grapes of doom again. Here come the grapes of doom again.
Come for the curtain spot to beam down right about now. Something go wrong and Kirk beams down as T.J. Hooker. That big old curly toupee, and he beats suspects after they're handcuffed. Great way to sanitize the police brutality and fascism for a Disney-addled United States. Oh, Fire Eyes is back. Religion. Something like sperm eyes, that's cool. Now it looks a little like that video from the Academy of Nereus I got, showing how the Space Brothers were gonna come save the world with a giant Tesla coil. About 3 years ago, actually. But it didn't happen. But, very interesting cult. They're headquartered out in El Cajon, California, and they like visitors. Is this your brain on tool? Let's say this is at least as spectacular as the CD artwork for Lateralis.
Your brain on tool?
Ah, triumph at the end. Pasta fireworks fill the sky.
Your brain on
all is snow blind. I feel soothed.
Your